Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time to feed you some football, NFL Lunch style, on this day in which mandatory minicamp starts in less than an hour now. Last year, the Baltimore Ravens, as a team, 12 interceptions.
Yeah, bad.
As a team. And didn't throw many either. Because Lamar Jackson threw, what, four?
Yeah.
Last year's leader in interceptions, bounce back season, made the Pro Bowl.
Marlon
Humphrey, 6 picks. Ardarius Washington had 2, who's going to miss most of the season, if not all of it. And then Roquan won, Hamilton won, Michael Pierce had 1. Nate Wiggins, pick 6, got his first one late in the season. And that was kind of all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. So as we look ahead, and Vinny asked this question, to 2025. First of all, Chuck Pagano in and Zach Orr, obviously. I'm assuming forcing more turnovers is going to be paramount for them.
No doubt.
Defensively this year.
Yeah. And Bob, to me, this one, I'm going to say it's an obvious choice for me, is, and I go back to Geno Stone's year where he had 8, you know, and Washington, you said, had 2, probably dropped at least 2.
Well, Eddie Jackson had 5 in one game, it seemed,
and then,
Cleveland.
And then Marcus Williams could have, that's why I'm saying Malachi Starks is going to be, he's got great ball skills, he's a center fielder. It's going to be playing a lot of center field, you know, because Hamilton's going to be blitzing and stuff. I just think that his position, that he's going to get 6-plus interceptions.
Oh, that's a long number right there, Nolan McGraw, right out of the gate. Yeah.
Thought about it just because of that was his MO coming out of college, but I don't know if I'm willing to go that far for a rookie. And maybe what he's going to be.
Me and Bob got 2. Well, I got 2 rookies being, you know, Green leading him in sacks.
Yeah,
and
I'm with
start.
You on that one.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll stick with safety, though, and I'll just go with probably the obvious one and Kyle Hamilton. I mean, I just expect with Stark's presence that now Hamilton moving around a lot more, maybe he's more in position to make a play. Now, typically in the past, that's led him to be more up towards the line of scrimmage.
Right.
But he's a freak. He's got the long arms. Who's to say he can't bat one up to himself? Did that a couple years ago against Cleveland. So what's it going to take to lead the team? It could be 4 or 5. I mean, I don't know what they're going to look like in terms of a total, but I'll go Hamilton as the obvious.
That is the obvious, and Starks is certainly a worthy contender. I'm going to go Nate Wiggins. I know he wants to get his ball skills a little bit more. Do they pick on Marlon more than they do him? Does he get the opportunities to maybe make some plays? I mean, he's going to be, you know, kind of the dude you would think. And we saw a glimpse of him getting his hands on the ball late in the season in 2024. So I'll go with Nate. Not necessarily, I mean, Marlon was a corner last year. You mentioned Stone. He was in there because Marcus Williams got hurt.
Yep.
And then Marcus Williams, his first year in Baltimore, was the dude getting...
He had four to start.
Then he just kind of went, yeah. who knows what happened to him. But.
And who's in that position?
The two leaders will be Nate and Malachi Starks. Because like you said, Vinny, with Hamilton, and I don't want to hear what you're saying over there. By the way, that game last year in Cleveland, he dropped the game interception three times.
Yes, he did.
Winning, but he got away from him. But I'll go with the two young guys. Last year's first-round pick and Nate, and this year's first-round pick and Malachi Starks. Now, if we're looking for a sleeper, what about Kane? Sanusi Kane, because with Ardarius Washington out, and Bo Braid hurt, unless they bring in a veteran, like we talked about earlier with Kevin Hallstriker. You know, if he gets his share of snaps, maybe he gets his hands on some footballs there.
Yeah, that would definitely be a sleeper. I'm trying to think of, you know.
Tampa, maybe?
No. I was kind of thinking about TJ.
A Woozier?
Yeah.
He's always on the bench.
Tampa's got ball skills, you know. I can't really think of anybody else other than Tampa. You know, I just think because I picked Hamilton to have a bunch of sacks, you know, and they like to blitz Humphrey too. I guess TJ Tampa would be it.
Now, in the case of what Geno Stone a couple years ago, he just seemed to be the magnet. Certainly made a lot of good plays. He put himself in good position, but at a certain point when he was racking them up on almost a weekly basis, it was like, all right, this guy's just got the horseshoe this year. There's always that one guy that just seems to have one fall into his hands, or he's always in position, not necessarily making the savvy play. Was that Marlon last year with six? Maybe half of them were legit?
Yeah, a couple of tips.
I mean, the one against the Steelers was just a great play. He read it the entire time off Russ and took it to the house. But others just seem to come your way. They find a way there.
Well, that's part of getting accumulating the numbers.
Well, I'm not discrediting it.
But. Yeah, sure, no doubt.
I think because of the position that he's playing and how they play defense, I think... Whether, let's just say that they had a different guy, not Malachi Starks, I would say that guy would be getting them. Mm-hmm. You know, if Washington was starting, although Washington's hands aren't great, you know, I would say that position will have the most opportunities. And that's why I picked Starks.
Well, big picture scenario. If we're talking about the Ravens defense at the end of the year with only 12 interceptions, we're going to judge that as a disappointing output for this team.
Yep. And then, Bob, sack-wise, you know, top. If they're in the top two sacks, they should have more than 12 interceptions because you're getting pressure on the quarterback.
Yep. They had the Manos DiPietros last year against Cleveland. A couple years ago. Well, that was dropped. Well,
2 years ago, Bob, how'd they do an interception? When the year they had the number one sack team, where were they with picks that year?
18 in 2023.
Yeah, so that,
with Stone doing most of it at seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, you're heading out there in a couple of minutes here. What are you going to be looking to see right out of the gate?
Lamar, everybody else, you know? When I saw him, a couple weeks ago, Bob, he looked in great shape. And he threw the ball extremely well. I'm expecting whoever's talking after, Lamar looked like Lamar.
And hopefully we'll get to hear from Lamar because, getting fresh sound in this business because we've been milking this. It's like opening a brand new bag of potato chips, that fresh Utz potato chips smell. Hopefully we'll have that fresh smell tomorrow if you're picking up what I'm putting down. When we come back, American League East report what happened in the division last night. Well, we know the Orioles got hammered, but the Yankees are struggling. We'll get into that. And then the Wizard, Walt Williams, talk about the NBA Finals. OKC, they take the advantage. Can they close it out in Indiana? And like Walt, a former Terp, coming up big in a crunch situation.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Time for the American League East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles did make a roster move today. Colin Selby, who pitched last night, 2 innings, 2 hits, 5 Ks. Cleaning up the Eflin mess as the Orioles lose 7-1 to the Tampa Bay Rays. He was optioned, AAA Norfolk. Left-hander Grant Wolfram, or Wolfram, excuse me. He was recalled there. Wolfram, remember, came over in the trade for Daz Cameron back in April. So that's the move today. And Nolan, let's speculate a little bit. We're guessing Trevor Rogers is going to get called up tomorrow to make the start in Game 3 of this series. First time we've seen him in Baltimore, if in fact it happens, since that start at Fenway. Month or so ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. You know, it's either that or a bullpen game, or you're moving somebody up. And I'm not moving anyone up. And a bullpen game, could you get by? Maybe. But Trevor Rogers showed you great things last time out. Quite frankly, he's earned the right. You know, I know others have kind of prevented him from getting back into the rotation because they've been pretty solid too. But it's sitting right here for you. Povich on the IL. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Like we were talking about last hour with Rich Dubroff. We know we're getting desperate when we can't wait for Trevor Rogers to get back.
I just want to know if it's real. Yeah, right. I mean, because for the past 3 weeks, in the back of my head, it's like, oh, man, Trevor Rogers figured it out, and he's just been wasting away in AAA. Now, I know that his numbers have not been as good in AAA. So if you were of the mindset that, you know, he completely turned all of his mistakes around, and that Boston game was truly who he is, maybe temper your expectations a little bit, but can he pitch well enough to keep you in the game? That's really all we're asking.
Yeah, and no doubt about it. And look, the key, I guess, for him being more effective is he's not walking a ton. He's got his command back, and he had the lat and all of this stuff that has affected him since his great... He made the All-Star team as a rookie 4 years ago. Goes to show you, by the way, not to digress too much, top three rookie of the year National League in 2021. Jonathan India, now in Kansas City. Trevor Rogers, Baltimore. Dylan Carlson, Baltimore. So just because you do well your rookie season doesn't necessarily mean you're even long for that organization. I mean, Dylan Carlson was going to be the center fielder of the future for the Cardinals. This is a guy that, you know, didn't even make the Orioles coming out of spring training. But a valuable piece now, for sure.
Was he signed to a minor league deal, Carlson?
I believe so. And he still has options left. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they choose to move him up or down, which I don't foresee that happening anytime soon. He had one of the four hits last night for the Orioles. But anyway, 7-1 final score. Adley went deep. His eighth home run of the year. That was pretty much the offense. The Orioles were 0-2 with runners in scoring position, which you'll take it. They didn't have anybody in scoring position for the most part. Zach Eflin, this is concerning. 12 hits, 7 runs, 2 homers as he got pounded. Tampa did their business. Pepiot, 11 Ks as he exhibited some plus stuff for sure. So the Orioles will try to get back in it tonight with Dean Kramer on the mound, 5-7, 499. Zach Littell, 6-6, 384 earned run average. That is coming up at 735 BBT here on The Fan, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services, starts at 6. Last night in the American League's Eastern Division, the Angels, who the Orioles just swept, went up to Yankee Stadium. Take on New York, who just got swept at Fenway Park. You figured the Yankees were going to puffy pants these guys. No. As a matter of fact, they won extras. And it was a guy who was a first-round pick at home run against Baltimore, came through in the clutch for L.A.
A little bit harder, by the way. Here's a poke. Fair. Down the left field line. Shotwell's going to give the Angels the lead. Christian Moore scores. Shotwell's at second. An RBI double.
That's Shotwell to you, Wayne.
Shotwell. He gets the base hit. Double. Drives in the only run of the game. FanDuel Sportsnet on the call. As the Angels beat the Yankees 1-0 to take the opener of that series. Pitcher's duel, obviously. But you want to talk about futility with runners in scoring position? The Angels, 1-11. The Yankees, 1-18. Very Orioles-like with runners in scoring position. Giancarlo Stanton made his return to the New York lineup. Did have a couple of knocks, but Yankees scuffle city right now. And we'll get to the standings here in a second. Also last night in the division, Boston in Seattle taking on the Mariners. Red Sox, they just traded Devers, which was the big news of the weekend in Major League Baseball. But their stud prospect, he got called up a week or so ago, and he did stud prospect stuff.
And a high fly ball. That's driven deep to right center. It's back there. She is gone. Home run, Roland Anthony. Number one. Red Sox quickly on the scoreboard.
2-0 was the final score. Roman Anthony, first of which they think, and a lot of experts think, will be many more. His first homer as a major leaguer. Lucas Giolito. How about him? 6 strong, 3 shutout innings, 10 Ks. As the Red Sox shut out Seattle, 2-0. Seattle, 1-9 runners in scoring position. So the M's not exactly getting it done with Ducks on the pond. Tonight in the division, Angels at the Yankees, 7:05. Arizona's at Toronto, 7:07. Boston again in Seattle, 9:40. And, of course, the Orioles down at the Trop. Not the Trop. Steinbrenner Field taking on the Rays. That is 7:35. Standings update. On this Turn It Up Tuesday, Yankees have lost 4 in a row. Tampa's won 4 straight, 7-10. All of a sudden, Tampa's 2.5 games out of first place. 2 weeks ago, we thought the Yankees were going to run away with this thing. That's why you got to be patient. Take them in series, not in individual games. Tampa's 2.5 out. Toronto's lost 3 straight. They're only 4 out. Boston's won 6 in a row. They're 5.5 out. Orioles are 12. In the Central, Tigers, they're 9 up on Minnesota. In the West, Houston, they're playing really good baseball right now. They're 4.5 up on Seattle. 5 up on Texas. Rangers have won 4 straight. In the National League, the Mets, they've lost 3 in a row. Phillies are red hot. They won 5 straight. They've crept to within 2. Braves are 13. Nats are 15. Marlins are 16. As Nolan mentioned earlier, buy or sell. Washington's lost 9 consecutive games. Cubs are 5.5 up on the Brewers in the NL Central. Cardinals 7 back, Reds 7 back. Pirates are last place. Dodgers, they've won 3 straight. Ohtani pitched last night and hit 100 on the gun. 100 on the gun, you know, limited. Bob Nightingale said Nolan was only going to pitch briefly, but they were thinking he'd sit mid-90s and they'd be happy with it. He was throwing 199 his last couple of pitches of the game.
Now, Otani's great. Like, we talk about how many achievements he racks up by the day. I don't know if I'm buying the radar gun there.
Okay.
I heard some people saying that it was a little juiced. Some of the other pitchers were coming in higher than their season averages last night. So not to crap on Otani or anything. I mean, he's great in his own right. Doesn't need to throw 100. I mean, but what more does this guy need for us to praise him for?
So you're calling bull crap on that.
Right. It was Dylan Cease. So Dylan Cease's fastball was clocking in a little bit, about 2 miles per hour more than it usually is.
Okay. So. All right. You know, maybe the wind was blowing towards home plate. Who really knows? But either way, he pitched and got out of it unscathed, and the Dodgers do get the win. They're 2.5 up on the Giants. Padres are 4 back. Arizona is 7 off the pace. And yeah, we're at this time of the year. I usually wait till July 1st, but what the hell? Wild card, if the playoffs started today, the wild cards, Tampa, Toronto, Boston, all from the American League East. The only team in the division that wouldn't make the postseason right now is the Orioles, who are 6.5 back. Seattle's a half game back. Twins, same thing. 1 for Cleveland, Texas, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. A's are 8 back. White Sox are 14. In the National League, wild cards would be the Phillies, Giants, and Padres. Brewers a game out. 2.5 for the Cards and the Reds, et cetera, et cetera. Then you got everyone else kind of sucking. Diamondbacks are 3. Everyone else is behind and chasing. When we come back, we'll shift gears, talk some NBA. The finals, OKC, they take the advantage. They're up 3-2 as Jalen Williams was outstanding, dropped 40. Aaron Wiggins had a big game off the bench. We'll talk about the finals with the Wizard, Walt Williams. Then we'll go to the Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over it too. And then obviously.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Obviously, Lamar Jackson is going to be the one that's going to get taken care of because the cap hit anticipated for next year is almost $75 million. So, and this is a good thing. And Nolan, as we wait for Walt Williams, the Wizard, to talk about the NBA Finals, as OKC took a 3-2 advantage last night. Not having drama is great, And with mini camp, there's no pads. There's going to be pep in the step of the players because, you know, they get two more days of this and then they're off for weeks before they come back from mandatory camp. But unless there's a holdout or, God forbid, an injury, no drama is good drama. But when does the Tyler Loop microscope start to get a little more intense where we start to really monitor everything this kid does?
I mean, I would say at the earliest preseason, real game action, you know, he'll be out there. How many in-game opportunities he gets remains to be seen. But you think maybe at least a couple extra points. They'd probably be even more encouraged in those exhibition-style games to, you know, not push it with the play calling or get aggressive and do whatever they can to try to get him as many kicks as possible. So I would say that's the first time that me personally, I would feel invested in the way he's kicking, because even all the reports out of training camp, well, for starters, one, we don't, based on the day, whether the assembled media even got a good look at him out there. I mean, one day it's, oh, he was booming him right down the middle. We had a great view. The next day is, oh, he was on the backfield. Couldn't really tell. Right. Had to take Harbaugh's word for it. So you're operating with that at this time of year. That's not going to change this week. And even in training camp, when things are a little more open in terms of access, it just doesn't come close to real game action or the pressure of being in a stadium and all that. The wind factor. We heard from Justin Tucker in the past that when they put those new scoreboards in the corners, however many years ago, it created a little bit of a crosswind, or the wind became stronger funneling down towards the goalposts. So a lot of factors here.
And there's the one side at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh that gets dopey with the wind gusts as well. But one thing that has been confirmed is the day that Steve Bisciotti was there, Loop did not have the best of days. He missed more than he made. And, you know, is it just pressure because the owner of the team? I mean, it's not like Bisciotti's going to go, I demand you cut him right now in front of everyone out at the castle. But, you know, is it an indicator? I'm not going to make any assumptions whatsoever. And I wouldn't know Tyler Loop if he walked in here and kicked me in the little bobs right now. You know what I mean? I've seen pictures. I don't know what he looks like. I don't even know what jersey number he's wearing, to be totally honest with you. But he becomes a thing. And I'm telling you something you already know and the audience already knows. They're in Buffalo that Sunday night because the Ravens don't get blown out. They always play close games. And he misses a field goal that costs them a game against the Bills because we don't want 0-2 starts. Let's win this national TV extravaganza on the road. Could give you a leg up, no pun intended, on getting the number one seed in the AFC, which we anticipate the Ravens will be in the playoffs. He misses that, then all of a sudden it becomes a thing. Or if he misses an extra point and a field goal. Now, if he drains it and wins the game, who's Justin Tucker? Because Justin Tucker made everyone. We talk about Billy Cundiff not in the Pro Bowl 2010 way. We talk about him now in the, he cost us a chance to go to the Super Bowl. And other than that, largely forgotten to all of his contributions to the team because of what Justin Tucker became.
Would I be crazy to say that I would rather the Ravens get blown out against the Bills in that opener than lose on a miss by the kicker? When you stink, or let me rephrase that, when you lose because of your kicker, it feels so futile. It feels so hopeless because what can you really do besides make a change at kicker? And we just went through this last year with Tucker when he was racking up misses week after week after week and meaningful ones at that, that directly cost the Ravens some close games. Even still, you had a large contingent of people saying, well, you're kind of stuck with him. What are you going to do? Cut the greatest kicker of all time?
Yeah.
So he was sucking for a good majority of the year, and people still weren't willing to say, I'll just get rid of him. That's how weird things get with a kicker. And again, it's so futile. It feels so hopeless. Whereas I would almost feel better about the team, or at least a little more encouraged that things could be fixed, if they just got their doors blown off and it's like, all right, well, here's what you got to fix here. Cut out the turnovers. This, the O-line's got to be better. You got to get after the quarterback. I mean, something tangible that you feel like you can get your hands on. The kicker, it's just, it feels like chance. It really does.
Yeah. And look, we've talked about maybe bringing in a veteran safety, maybe bringing in another veteran inside linebacker at some point in time. When will they know that it's time to bring in a veteran kicker? I mean, there's plenty of them out there. As long as it's not Greg Zuerlein. Oh, my God. We got to dance. NFL learned your lesson. Greg Zuerlein was a hell of a player in his prime. But, man, he just with the Jets. It's like, Dallas, can you make a kick? But when will they know that it's time? Bring a little competition here. Not to, you know, make the kid pee down his leg. But if he does that, then he probably isn't going to be your guy anyway. But wouldn't be prudent. Wouldn't it be prudent? Because you got two rookies right now, just to bring in a veteran leg just for the hell of it.
Right. Hoyland's the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think he's a real long shot to make it. I mean, me personally, I would rather go with Loop and then a veteran just to back him up. And I don't think that's putting unnecessary pressure on Loop at all. I mean, he has the draft status. He didn't come in at the same time as a veteran. They didn't sign a veteran before they drafted Loop. So the timeline still works out for him in his mind to feel like, okay, I'm the guy. This is my job to lose. I'm the starter. But like a lot of teams around the league, you're going to carry two kickers. That's nothing unusual. So looking at some free agent names here, Nick Folk is available, Matt Prater, Eddie Pinheiro, Zane Gonzalez, Cade York. So, I don't know. I mean, look, these
familiar names.
They're
right?
Recognizable probably for the wrong reasons.
Right.
The misses stick out a little bit more, but some notable names nonetheless.
All right. You know, we're trying to get old Wizard on here to talk some NBA finals. But real quick before we go to a break, then you get into the funhouse. Latest mock draft came out. NBA, ESPN, Derek Queen 12 to the Bulls looks like to be possible destination, unless something changes, and usually there's some pretty strong intel. Somebody falls or rises out of the ashes that surprises people. We see it in all drafts. But Derek Queen seems like he's pretty strong set as a first-round draft pick. And if he goes to Chicago, he'll join Kevin Huerter and Jalen Smith. That'll be the Maryland Bulls, which might make them, again, my second favorite team next to the Wiz.
Jinx incoming.
Oh, my God.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, because Josh Giddey's a stud, and he's doing all these things. But Derek Queen, just stay in shape. Because he looks like he's got the potential to maybe girth up a little bit, which would be to his detriment. But I know the newfangled NBA, you got to have some sort of perimeter game. And, you know, if he shoots 75% from the line, which he does, he exhibits touch. He was Brick City from the threes. So he started banging him in the NCAA tournament. I think that's eventually going to be part of his game. Maybe not 6'11 Kevin Durant draining threes, but he's still going to be more of a 15-foot-in kind of guy. But showing that element to his game, you know, obviously adds to the appeal of his. He's played 1 year in college. You got plenty of room to grow there.
Well, we're biased here.
Sure.
We want the best for the kid, and we're probably going to overrate him, if that's even possible, a little bit after the season he had at Maryland. But I feel like his value really just lies in his youth. I mean, you see it in the NBA all the time. I mean, teams rushing to take the youngest possible player just because it gives you more time to develop and grow them into a star. And as far as his physical traits, I mean, with that youth, wouldn't surprise me if he's has a Giannis or even a Wemby. What did Wemby grow another couple inches after they drafted him? If that's even somehow possible for him to get taller. So, I mean, yeah, he could certainly beef up. He could get even taller. Who knows? I mean, I think these teams, they really value that youth. So for him to fall down a draft board for now because of a combine performance or something like that, I don't know. I'm just not really – I wouldn't put as much stock in the combine for a player like him as I would in, one, the college tape, and, two – his youth and physical attributes.
Real quick, Cooper Flagg, obviously going to go number one at Dallas, but the Wiz taking Ace Bailey at 6 from Rutgers. That is the mock draft today. A couple of tidbits there for you. Wizards have good pieces. Bob Carrington, Baltimore zone, Koulibaly. Sarr had a really good rookie season, so they're building some things, still probably a couple of years away from being any sort of, you know, even 35 to 40 win sort of team, but there are some pieces there. No doubt about it.
Right. Well, given the state of the East, I'd like to see something this year. Not that they're going to make the playoffs, not that they're going to make the play-in, but I mean, I need to see at least some growth here. I like the fact that they're willing to let the young guys play, because that's what this whole thing should be about. If you're going to suck, if you're going to rebuild, actually commit to it and play your young guys instead of whoever you're trading for. I mean, what, from Middleton, from the trade with the Bucks? I mean,
Marcus Smart.
Right. Dude, I don't need to see those guys. I mean, if you want to sprinkle a vet in, I get it. But I need to see from Sarr. I need to see from Koulibaly. I need to see from the young guys. I mean, that's going to be what determines if this team is good or not. So let them play. And probably, honestly, enough with the tanking, because you're not winning the lottery. I mean, you're the Wizards, you're cursed. Just enough with the tanking. The East is going to be so bad next year. Can you win at least some games? Can you show me something?
Yeah, pull a little Pistons like turnaround. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Inside Access takes over too. And then it's BBT, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Coming up at 6, Orioles and Rays. Birds trying to get back in the win column after getting their hiney spanked yesterday. Stanley Cup could be decided tonight with Florida hosting Edmonton. Walt Williams will be joining us tomorrow. A little lack of communication. Speaking of Turn Up Tuesday, a little rat song from back in 1984. Vinny checking in from One Winning Drive a couple of minutes ago. Speaking today, T. Martin, D. Hop, and Lamar Jackson. So fresh sound. It was like the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin when he finally got his name in the phone book. The new phone books are here. The new phone books are here. Tomorrow, the new audio is here. The new audio is here. And we haven't heard from Lamar in 6 months. Then he and DeAndre Hopkins, and look, we keep forgetting, I do anyway, that D-Hop's part of the equation because of the excitement level with Bateman and a healthy Zay Flowers and the tight ends. Look, DeAndre Hopkins comes in 2 years after Beckham did, but I think at this stage of their respective careers, Hopkins brings a little more to the equation, and maybe he won't be asking or expected to be this 1,000-yard, 10-touchdown monster. If he is, that's great. But that's happening today. Orioles tonight taking on the Rays. Dean Kramer needs to give the Orioles a quality start because Zach Eflin did not last night. And one run, 11 Ks, just isn't going to get it done. So the Bats need to come alive this evening against Tampa. Tampa has moved to within 2.5 games of first place, believe it or not, in the American League East. Nolan, any closing thoughts for the people before we get to Inside Access here?
No, just a reminder to listen on the Odyssey app, as always. It's been a while since I plugged it, so figured might as well. And I got nothing else to say. So Odyssey app, if you can't listen live, you can go back and listen to stuff from 48 hours ago. You can skip commercials. That's always nice. There's on-demand stuff. All the segments get podcasted. Everything you could possibly want from Vinny and Haney is on the Odyssey app.
What, did you get a memo or something?
No, literally had nothing else to say. So I said, hey, when in doubt, start plugging.
There you go. Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, our first texter here says, I still expect the Orioles to split this series with the Rays. Last night was never going to happen with Eflin pitching the way he was. Feel good about Kramer tonight. Gotta be Trevor Rogers for tomorrow. Can't go with the bullpen game. Keep them refreshed like they have been lately. Big reason for their success.
And get the bats rolling here. 11 runs on Sunday, and that's great. We like crooked numbers, but they went quietly. So you got to be a little more competitive with the at-bats, you know, put the ball in play. I mean, 11 strikeouts from the starter alone is not good enough. Make their defense work. They're a fundamentally sound team, are the Rays, but put up more resistance. And look, we said it yesterday. Texter, I don't know if you agree, but 4-3 in this road trip, acceptable. 2-5, probably not so much.
Right. Chip away a game a week.
Yep.
Right, you made a lot more progress than you thought against the Angels, got yourself 6 back. All right, goal by the end of this week should have been, can we be 5 back?
Yep.
So still a shot at that. Let's see, this texter says, talking about who's going to lead the Ravens in sacks, he says, give me Adafe Owe. Contract year was a good point by Bob, but I just feel like he's finally figured things out coming off of last season. He's going to take off from here. hopefully a way to keep him in Baltimore long term.
And he's a guy that didn't rest on whatever laurels from last year. He recognized he needed to bulk up, not in, you know, drinking too much or eating too much. And I need to get stronger so I can be more stout, holding up my edge here against the run, which keeps me on the field a little bit more. So, yeah, I think Oweh finally happened for him last year, and he can only get better, we hope.
And one more text today. This one says, I'm starting to drink purple Kool-Aid earlier than usual this year. Maybe you can blame the Orioles for that. Not enough orange Kool-Aid to go around.
Yeah.
But he says, more importantly, the Ravens roster actually deserving of all this hype in the preseason. What more do they possibly need to get over the hump? Nothing, in my opinion. I'm running out of patience. This has to be the year.
And to the texter's point, and maybe it is an Orioles thing. If the Orioles were, you know, in first place by five games in the East, maybe we pump the brakes on the Ravens' love. But I think the Ravens, this is a really, really good team. One of the best teams on paper they've had, certainly during the John Harbaugh era. But it's all going to be all about what they do in January. 15-2, number one seed, Lamar MVP. You know, we've gone down this road before. If they don't make it out of the divisional round again, none of this is going to matter. And maybe people might be held accountable, but we're getting way ahead of ourselves. But the Ravens are going to be good, barring injury. That's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes, followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you on Woman Crush Wednesday. For now, class dismissed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.